Police report, man who drove into GOP tent motivated by disdain for President Trump. By Hannah Blow on February 11, 2020. The Florida man who authorities say deliberately crashed into a GOP voter registration tent in Jacksonville, Florida, on Saturday was motivated by disdain for President Trump, according to the police report detailing the incident. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, JSO, took 27-year-old Gregory William Loltum into custody over the weekend after he drove a van into a GOP tent, where six volunteers were running a voter registration drive in a Walmart parking lot. While authorities initially indicated that the motivation remained unclear, Tim told officers that he did it because someone had to take a stand, according to the police report. Tim told authorities that he noticed the tent while picking up food and cigarettes at the store and willingly showed investigators the video of the incident. According to JSO's report, Tim was upset that the video ended before the good part, when he crashed into the tent. He also told the officers that he does not like President Trump. One of the volunteers said Tim gunned his engine and headed straight, adding that the van nearly hit her. None of the volunteers were injured, and police arrested Tim for two counts of aggravated assault on a person over 65 years old, criminal mischief and driving without a license, according to News 4 Jax. The attack drew a response from Senator Rick Scott, RFL, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry, and President Trump. The Duval County Democrat Party also condemned the attack. The Duval County Republican Party affirmed the political nature of the attack and vowed to redouble its efforts to register voters and take revenge at the ballot box. The only other explanation is some great hatred for tables and chairs, Dean Black, chairman of the Duval County Republican Party, said. The best revenge is victory, Black added. Righteous peaceful victory in November for President Trump and all Republican candidates.